Blog Talk Radio.
You know what time this is? MySpace.com/DJ1.
I'm serving notice.
Easy.
I get the shots you're looking at.
I'm first going to build a wall around Newcastle, and then...
No! This is not going to give him the pussy!
Okay. I did not touch your wife. Yes, you did. No, I didn't.
Again, yes, I said it. He's a father once again. He has brought life into the world. He's not out there killing. He has brought life into the world. So massive shout out to Shad Father. He won't be in effect this week, or maybe not next week, or maybe for not for the next, say, I don't know, 4 or 5 months. He's got duties, you know what I mean? He's gotta change those nappies, change the diapers, he's gotta make that Farley's Rusk. You better make that milk. You better do all of that. Big him up, my massive respect to that man right there, man, you know what I mean? That's what I love, y'all. You know what I mean? I love a responsible father. You know what I mean? And raise up the child and make the child great and it's beautiful, man. You know what I mean? And, you know, how do you feel about that serial killer, man?
I'm pleased for the guy. Congratulations to the Shad Father. Two-time daddy now.
Yep, two-time daddy. Yeah.
Two-time. So, yeah, fair play. Congratulations. And glad all as well. And it'd be good to have you back on the show as soon as you're ready.
Yeah, man, take your time, Shad, man, take your time. I don't expect to be on, but, you know what I mean? I appreciate it each and every time, man. You've been my long-time radio partner doing this, man, you know what I mean? And, yo, everything's just blessed, man, you know what I mean? That's what it is. It's not about killing. And, yo, BDSIR Network, the best damn show in radio. How you feeling out there, man? Wrestling fans, how you feeling out there, man? You know what I mean? You're the one complaining that the Raw pay-per-views a week and the SmackDown pay-per-views a week and Roman Reigns this and Roman Reigns that. You know what I mean? Oh, the don't make Shinsuke Nakamura champion. But this week, this pay-per-view may change all of that. All right? Backlash 2018. My name's Grant Body P. World Worldwide DJ Coalition alongside the Serial Killer. The award winner, the Booker Award winner, the Altered Angle Award winner, Sensational Joe might or might not be in effect. You know what I mean? She's got audio problems going on, man. But in any event, you can find us on all of social media at Jams Podcast. That's what you have to do, people. This is the Jams Podcast up on the BDSIR Network, giving you the Backlash match card and all that, man. Who we're backing, who we think's gonna win, all that good stuff. Let us know as well who you're backing, who you think's gonna win, and all that good stuff. But before that, the greatest Royal Rumble has passed. The Raw has passed, and SmackDown has passed as well. Man, we're gonna get into it real quick, man. You know what I mean? Yo, Serial Killer, how have you been in the latest foot and rollicks?
It's been all good. Two very, very solid shows this week, coming up the greatest Royal Rumble and the greatest entrance in history of the World Wrestling Federation.
Oh, God.
With Titus O'Neil going headfirst under the ring like a damn fool. This guy was. Professional American footballer at one stage. This guy is a pro athlete. He can't even make it through his hand at ramp. Oh, what a clown. But Fatback, he's rolled with it. He has rolled with it.
Yeah.
But I thought Greatest Royal Rumble was sound. Good show. I think we'll probably reflect more into that next week. We've got a bit more time.
Mm.
Raw was another really good show. Seth Rollins and Finn Balor with another excellent match.
Yeah.
Those guys have been absolutely smashing it lately. They've had some really, really good matches.
Mm-hmm.
Samoa Joe coming out, being really good on the mic again. I can't wait to see him rock up Roman Reigns.
Ooh!
Face in at the Backlash joint. What else has been going on? Raw, they've got the Woken Tag Team Champions.
Yes!
So much going on Raw right now. A lot of good stuff. Obviously, Braun just going around wrecking everything that dares to walk around the outside of the ring. I'm glad they're making this a thing. It's so good. Like, the way Kevin Owens just gets run over is beautiful. And one where, like, he dodged Braun and thought he got away with it. The barricade. Like, phew, got away with that. Oh, no. I could watch Kevin Owens get run over all day. It's so fun to watch. Every time he gets hit, it looks like he's been killed. It's great. Kevin Owens for that mad seven. It's been great. We've got Baron Corbin continuing to be just dog crap. I'll have a little rant about Corbin in the second one. Just quickly rounding off SmackDown. I thought, again, Nakamura.
Me and you both, man. Me and you both.
Absolute goal. Smojo coming out on SmackDown as well. Talking trash. Love it. I love the fact they're teasing a Samojo AJ Styles feud. That would be amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, lots of good stuff going on at the minute. Not a lot to complain about. Asuka looked terrific in the six women tag match.
Mm-hmm.
They main evented. It was really, really cool. Up to the outside, brilliant. Dangerous, but brilliant. So yeah, lots of good stuff, man. How have you been feeling things?
Oh my gosh, yeah, man. You know, I watched Raw up until a point because I was so tired. The tiredness just licked me and I had to retreat to my bed. You know what I mean? It was just like, it was just too much. The Braun Strowman, like, as you say, oh my gosh, that was... I thought it was going to be a one-off thing. They did it again, but this time they added Sami Zayn up in there. Like, oh no. Honestly, God, man, like... WWE, when Braun Strowman's on his antics, please play his music while he's doing it. It's funny as fuck, man. It's funny as fuck, man. I mean, that is music alone. It's just so generic. I mean, how does a generic theme become so popular and infectious?
It's like every time Kevin Owens gets pissed.
Yeah, I got away with it. Oh, shit.
No, I've been turned inside out.
You know what I mean? No, man, that was fantastic.
It was the fact like he mocked his browser back in time, like, you. I'm okay. Oh, no, I'm not okay.
Yeah, man. I finally caught what all this nonsense was about with Alexa Bliss. So she's trying to play the victim now. So they went to Disney World and Nia Jax acting a fool and this, that, and all that. Oh, I'm like, shut up, woman. You're going to get boss off and backlash. That was amusing, man. But yeah, you pretty much covered the most of Raw, man. Like, Canada as well, though, man. You in the Canadian crowd. Oh, poor Roman. Poor Roman. You just can't catch a break, can you, Roman?
They need to just give up with the project very soon. Like, come on, it's been 3.5 years of them trying to force it, and it's just not worked.
And
not through lack of try, it's not Roman's fault to a degree, but, you know, they need to just switch tracks now and move on to something else. Move on to Braun. He's the hottest thing in the company, pretty much.
I feel bad for him, man, like, honestly, I really do. I feel bad for Mr. Reigns, you know what I mean? He was brought in because Daniel Bryan was out of the game. Now Daniel Bryan's back in the game. It's going to be even harder. Not only is Daniel Bryan back in the game, but the crap they love AJ Styles. I was having a conversation with my friend, like, off the grid, man. You know what I mean? About this whole thing. He's a big Roman Reigns fan. He doesn't like how the crowd them treat him and, you know, and all this stuff. And I'm like, yo, dude, I feel you, man. But it's like, why? Daniel Bryan's back in the game. And that was, to me, that was the formula. If a guy organically gets over, then naturally the merchandise sales and all the promotions and all the positive messages that go with it should follow through. And that's what Daniel Bryan is, man. Daniel Bryan is, I mean, people relate to him. He's like that underdog that doesn't like getting pushed around. You know what I mean? And the people's told him, said, no, you can't do it. And, you know what I mean? You want to prove to say, yeah, you can do it. And this is what we're doing in everyday life. You know what I mean? And, oh, gosh. And now he's back in the game. You know what, Danny? Danny's like in his mid to late 30s, isn't he?
Mid-30s, I think.
You know what, Danny? Like, real talk, man. If you was, say, 5 years younger, definitely, surely you'd be the man. Surely. But then
I think come SummerSlam, he probably will be. Then I have to be surely at SummerSlam. Right,
but even with that, man, if the dude Miz versus Daniel Bryan, right, at the SummerSlam, even with that, you know what I mean? It's going to be like Brock Lesnar's going to be in the main event, or Double R's going to be in the main event, or some shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I just feel bad, and I'm a Roman Reigns fan as well. I love dude, man. You know what I mean? Gosh. I don't even know about giving up on a project, because I was in Asda a few days ago and I saw Roman Reigns merchandise, including birthday cards for the kids, selling off the shelf. And I seen that, I was like, you know what? We're adults, man. You know what I mean? We've got to be real about this shit, man. I've said it before, I've said it again. Roman Reigns, it's not even Roman Reigns. This whole wrestling shit, WWE at its core, is a family show, always has to get the job, and that's where it is. The only thing, we've grown up with it, we've become adults, we went from boys to men, and we're still acting like this shit is for us. It's nuts! It's a family show! I mean, we're in our, I'm in my late 30s now, right? Serial Killer, you haven't hit 30 yet, have you?
I'm 26.
26 years old, alright. You're 26 years old, I'm heading for 40 in a couple of years, right? Let's say that's in 20 years' time. Are we going to be like old men and keep booing the next new guy that's come through to represent the company? We can't do that! We're getting older! WWE, at its core, is for the kids, and the turning point was when the men Stone Cold Steve Austin their face, because they switched up the dynamic, and some of us in our subconscious still think that's the dynamic, that's the demographic it should be for the 18 to 30, 40 year olds. No, man! No! You know what I mean?
Change focus mid-2000s.
Yeah, around 2008-ish. When Chris Benoit went and did that shit, and then that's when the dynamic started to change. You know what I mean? Because Vince McMahon went in the limousine and killed off himself, and you know, I looked into that, and there was meant to be bringing his brother in, Vince Kennedy's brother into the storyline, and I don't know how the hell they was going to run with that, but that would have been interesting still. You know what I mean? The whole who killed Vince McMahon shit. It would have been great, man, but Chris Benoit did that shit, and then they had to switch it off after that, and then you had that stupid little bastard Hornswoggle hugging on Vince McMahon's leg, and I'm like, fucking hell, man, this is some bullshit. You know what I mean? And that was when it started getting soft. But now we're not even in that era now. We're in this new one. We're in this crazy area where there's powerful talent on the roster, best talent it's ever been. Now it's more wrestling driven. The storyline is all there. The sports entertainment is all there, but the quality of the wrestling's improving because they have to improve their shit. And the women are getting props now. Men's are not going to the toilet no more. They want to see the fight the girl then fight because they can fight. And that's the era we're in now. And 5 to 10 years from now, that era will officially have a name. But right now, it doesn't have a name. Ah, man. Anyway, I've talked enough, a bit too long about that shit. Really and truly. And SmackDown's, from what I could see, was good as well. Considering SmackDown has a better roster, I've got to say Raw's holding its own.
Yeah, both shows have done well this week. You know, there's been a lot going on. In 2000, they must all be knackered going from South Africa back to America, off to Saudi Arabia, back to America.
Canada, yeah.
Fair play to all involved, really, because it would have been easy for the writers to slack off, the performers to slack off.
Yeah, yeah. But,
you know, they keep delivering solid stuff, and especially Balor and Rollins, the last month and a half, their matches have been superb.
See, when we talk about who should be the next man to lead the way, as opposed to Double R, you're looking at those guys right there, in my opinion, Seth Rollins, Finn Balor. I'd say them two. Braun even. You know, Braun's a big dude, you know. He hasn't really got a positive message. Oh, get these hands. That's cool. But you can't get more positive of a message than Daniel Bryan on some yes, yes, yes. Seth Rollins wants to burn it down. You don't want to tell your kids to burn shit down. And as for Finn Balor, I mean, that guy wants to turn into a demon every now and then. I don't know, man. Oh dear, no, on a real, I do feel it for Double R, man, word up, man. But you know what I mean. Enough of that for now. Enough of that for now. Let's get into the MVP and biatch of the week now. MVP, I would have said without a shadow of a doubt, Titus O'Neil for his slide. Big shout out to Stone Cold Steve Austin. I caught him on YouTube. There was a clip of him talking about it, and Austin was saying that we got to think about this on the real. As funny as it was, right? And the way he slid into the underneath the ring like that, like he's gonna slide into the ring. As serious as that was, he could have really hurt himself because we don't know what I want underneath that ring. His head could have busted into something. On the velocity that he went on that, and then that boy, that'd have been worries. So when Austin said that, I was like, whoa, never thought of it like that, you know. So it's a good thing, you know what I mean, that Titus O'Neil was all right after that. But no, I've got another MVP, and that MVP goes to my hero. It's Kane, not County Mayor.
This boy.
He did. He got the job.
He got it. He got it. Oh, just by a few votes as well. Man. Hey. Did you get your vote on at the polling station, serial killer? No, he didn't.
Yeah, England? Nope.
Oh dear. I did.
I do general elections and that's it.
Oh, nah, I do every year, and I will continue to vote until the Conservatives are not in the power. You know what I mean? I started voting when David Cameron went to the office, and I was like, hold up, I didn't vote for this fool. Hold up, where's he going? Wait there, no. And then the Brexit thing happened, and then he stepped down, and I was happy, I was over the moon, I was doing cartwheels and all sorts of shit, and then Theresa May coming up, I thought, well, alright, anyway, I ain't got nothing against you, but yeah, do what you gotta do. And then the Windrush thing happened, and my mum nearly left the country because of it, and I was not too happy, so I'm gonna continue voting until Theresa May leave office. That's how it's going, man. But my hero Kane, he did it, man. My hero Kane, fantastic. Big him up. You probably won't see him wrestle too tough now, you know. You know what I mean? So massive respect to Kane. As a matter of fact, WWE put Undertaker and Kane in the Hall of Fame at the same time.
Impossible.
I would. Shit. But Undertaker's not even done. After all that, man's not even done. Undertaker looks like he could go a few more rounds.
Must
unstoppable, unconquerable, impossible, unstoppable.
Mickey.
Yeah, that's not a bad call at all.
You hit the floor, thank you.
Serious? Serious? You know what I mean? Even at all, have somebody else induct them, yeah? Or have somebody else constantly induct them, like Michelle McCool's or something, I don't know.
Jim Ross?
Yeah? Or even Vincent Kennedy himself, you know what I mean? So
yeah, Vincent himself.
Yeah, there's quite a few. I could, Paul Heyman, even Teddy Long, because Teddy Long was a manager of Undertaker too, back in the days before he was Undertaker, so.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, and Paul Heyman was as well. Undertaker was a Paul Heyman guy back in the day.
Yeah, that's at one point.
Word up, man, but I'm giving the MVP. I mean, shout outs to Wardle. He won't agree with me, but I've got to award it to Kane. Man's a bear, you know. Man ripped from wrestling and setting people on fire and electrocuting people's nuts to controlling a city, not county or something like that. So, fantastic. Well done. Serious killer, who's your MVP of the week? Is it Titus or has he got somebody else?
I'd say Titus O'Neil because he's taken a really embarrassing situation and made something of it.
Yeah, man.
He's actually getting cheers now with reactions, so fair play to him, he's rolled with it, and okay, maybe it's only going to be something that we're going to have referenced on TV for maybe another month, but, you know, enjoy it while it lasts, fair play. Fair play to him, he's now relevant.
There's even merchandise for it, I think there's t-shirts for it now, I'm sure of it.
Just like WWE,
to capitalise
on something for the own game.
Titus World Slide. Fantastic, man. Yeah, man. Big ups to Titus, man. Okay. Biatch of the week. Now, my guess is your biatch is the same as my biatch of the week. Let's see if we're on the same mind frame. Who you got?
I don't know, I think there's an outstanding candidate for me, but that Chris Burns guy. WWE wise, Baron Corbin, like, the guy's gone from being like one of the best prospects on SmackDown, like involving big storylines, Money in the Bank, title shots. He's just been completely lost. It's just like The Miz said last year in that promo when it got quite personal. You're just one of those big guys who's not going to be here in 2 years. And it's becoming more and more reality-like, I think, because he's gone to Raw, not doing anything. It's just all gone a bit wrong for him, really.
And just like that, I agree with you as well. Baron Corbin, bitch! You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Just like that, man, Titus was like, yo, I took an L, I messed up, you know what I mean? I tripped up, slid under the ring. But hey, I'm the one who broke the internet, right? And Baron Corbin's just hating, man. Baron Corbin's just hating. And then on top, he lost. You know what I mean? He was in a match with, was it No Way Jose, was it? He was in a match with No Way Jose, and then Titus Worldwide came in and did their thing.
Yeah, No Way Jose.
Baron Corbin lost. Bitch! Distraction roll up as well, you know. Distraction roll up. You know what I mean? Shout out to Shaq Barber and Icy Fresh, man. Distraction roll up. Baron Corbin. Bitch! Why, yeah, man. quick shout out to the Smack Talk Center.
He needs to give up on his hairline as well, I mean. It's long gone.
Yo, shout out to the Smack Talk Center Facebook group real quick, man. You mentioned a man called Chris Burns. Oh, dear. Boy, oh, boy. That guy. He's like... Chris Burns is like the Kanye West of wrestling fans. Continually talking shit until the whole group turn on you. You know what I mean? And then I get messages. I'm getting messages coming from my inbox saying, "Yo, yo, you gotta get rid of him, get rid of Chris Burns, man, lock him off, man, he's done, he's finished. And the thing was, I could have done it, I could have done it a few weeks ago as well, you know, because he tried to come at me, saying, oh, you're posting about UFC and mixed martial arts, that's nothing to do with wrestling. And I'm like, what? Hang on, but I made the rules. Of course you can talk about MMA and UFC, because, you know what I mean, because, you know, it's all related in that. No, man, it's not. I'm like, you know what, shut the fuck up. He was getting me angry that night, and then I remembered, and I thought, nah, the SDC wouldn't let have fun with him, so I let him live, but time's up!
Yeah, there's a certain crossover.
Of course there is! You know what I mean? I'm like, hold up, you know, I mean, and he's been doing it for how long? You know what I mean? Like, sure, I ain't trying to get into that. We've only got like an hour, you know, you get me? And there's still like 8 matches on Backlash that we've got to call, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man. Yeah, extra special bitch goes out to Chris Burns. Wrestling fans out there, if you've got a Facebook group and this guy requests to join, his name's Chris Burns and he hates Robert Reigns to the core, do not let him in. Okay, don't let him in. You know what I mean? Put him out there on blast. Don't let him in. He's got no life. He's got no... He don't get no pussy. He don't do shit. Alright? He's probably in love with Robert Reigns. Every time the man... We've only got an hour show. Alright? So, with that said, I'm sure you're ready to predict on Backlash, right?
I am.
He is.
Just a quick second shout out to the Shadfather, who at the Greatest Royal Rumble went 8-2.
What, Shadfather? Oh shit!
Straight back into contention now is the Shadfather.
So hold up, is he leading the way now?
He's not, no, because he didn't give any predictions for, I think it was Fastlane.
So oh yeah, shit, yeah.
Down. Or the Elimination Chamber, maybe. One of them, anyway. I can't bother to work out percentages off the top of my head right now, but as of the Greatest Royal Rumble, Mikey, you're 26-14.
Alright.
27-13. Shad's 21-14. And Joe's 20-20.
Oh, shit. Joe's last.
She is, but we're only a third of the way through. We've still got another... 7-8 months.
Yeah.
Pay-per-views.
Yep. And the Greatest Royal Rumble.
To go. You know, let's not forget, this time last year, Shad was hopeless and then turned it around and absolutely slayed it the last few months.
Yeah, for real. So, yeah, but then still hope for Joe, man. I mean, I'll cut yourself out. And then on top, you know what I mean? But, yo, who knew there was going to be a Greatest Royal Rumble? You know what I mean? So, expect some more surprise pay-per-views along the way this year, man, for real. You know what I mean? Probably, I can see another one coming. Another surprise pay-per-view on the way, man. So, word up, man. I was like, that's blessed. All right, Backlash! Let's do this shit!
The superstars of Raw and the superstars of SmackDown Live combine forces.
Boys. Now come together for a co-branded pay-per-view, WWE Backlash.
The best of both brands combined for one night, two for the price of one. WWE Backlash, a co-branded pay-per-view on WWE Network. As always, free for you.
Man, eight matches upon the card. That's been announced, according to what I see here. According to GameSpot.com, maybe not the most reliable of sources, but that's why I have here. So, y'all know card subject to change is owing me a match, so we should get through this fairly quickly, or maybe not, I don't know. Here we go! First match. I don't even know about this one, y'all. Braun Strowman and Bobby Lashley versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Oh my god.
Oh man, Kevin Owens, I'm insane. Oh man.
Run away. Don't show up.
Yeah, but running's not gonna save them. Running won't save them. You see how fast Braun can run?
It's
all I could think of for them to do really at that point, just run away. Just straight up just run, and then keep running some more, and then keep running, and then get on a plane, and then just keep going. Maybe go for like Tibet or somewhere really far away.
Tibet, you know! go to Tibet, get the knife, get the dagger, and come back and kill the child. That's
the best. Get the hell out of there. Just get Bobby Lashley and Braun is going to absolutely decimate them. I want a 20 minute match, 19 and a half minutes of Braun running around the ring, running them over. It would be amazing.
Oh, no! Oh, it's not a good look for you, son. It's not a good look, man. Oh, yeah. Straight up and down, I'm going for Braun and Bobby. Straight up, man. Kevin and Sammy, you don't have a prayer. I'm sorry.
Not a chance.
As talented as you are, and it's Bobby Lashley's first pay per view on it. Oh, gosh. Oh, Lord. You don't know.
How many matches have you got on the card, Mike? How many matches on the card?
There's 8 matches.
Okay.
Right, there's 8 matches, and you know, it's combined pay-per-views going forward now. It's Raw and SmackDowns. You know why? Because the fans be complaining on the internet. So they are responsible for this move right here, man. So that's how it's going, man. So we both agreed on Bobby Lashley and Braun.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
B&B.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, let's go on to the next match. It's the classic David and Goliath, Daniel Bryan versus Big Cass. Woo! Oh dear. You know what? It's Big Cass's first pay per view back. It's all about him making an impact and wanting him to be like a major player. And it is with regret that I'm gonna have to go for Big Cass on this one. It's one of those ones where I'm backing Daniel Bryan, but I think Big Cass is gonna get the win, man, because the idea is to elevate Big Cass and it can just come back and the fans ain't gonna like it, man. You know what I mean? Daniel Bryan can't win every match. I've got I'm giving a win to Big Cass. Serial Killer, what have you got?
I'm going for Daniel Bryan, because getting Big Cass to pin Daniel Bryan worst fucking booking decision they've made in a long time, and that's saying something. The whole point is get Bryan through this feud quickly, get straight onto him and The Miz. Because let's face it, we've been waiting for this feud for 3 or 4 years. Maybe longer, really, if you look back at their time when Bryan was in NXT.
Yeah.
It's a feud we want. I don't even know why they brought Big Cass back to feud with Bryan. I mean, it makes no sense. Hopefully it's just like a one and done deal. Bryan wins, Cass just bitches and moans and then fights someone that no one really cares about on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Hell, put him in a feud with Shelton Benjamin or just release him. I don't know. I'll say that for next week's show.
Yeah, this week was meant to be the annual You're Fired show, the TNA is hiring edition. But, you know, we've shot Father not in effect until God knows when, you know what I mean? And Joe not in effect either. I thought, we can't do that. So we'll definitely leave it till next week, man. But, you know what I mean? Everything's all said and done, man, because Backlash is a bit of a mix-up card anyway. Don't get me wrong, I want Daniel Bryan to win. Matter of fact, it's going to be one of those matches. I'm staying with Big Cass. I'm not going to change my mind. But from what you said, makes more sense. I believe Daniel Bryan will win, actually. I think he will win, but he'll make Big Cass look good in the process. So maybe it might be one of those matches where Daniel Bryan wins, but Big Cass goes off on one.
I just hope it's not one of those things where Bryan loses in like 5 minutes or just something.
Oh, no, we ain't going to be like that, no. Big Cass is your 2018 test. Do you agree on that one? You might be a test with a hint of Edge. If you put Test and Edge in a pot and you stir it round, you get Big Cass.
I need to see more of Big Cass in singles action, because just as he was starting to go towards his singles run, he got injured. So
yeah,
It's too early to call, but for right now, he's just testing to watch. But we'll see. We will see. I mean, you know, maybe in a few months he'll be solid, solid singles wrestler. So, you know, I will give him time.
Mhm. Yeah, he might be one of those matches. I kind of regret that that prediction now, you know. But fuck it, if I have to take a loss, I'll take a loss, man. Fuck it. I got to put me down for Big Cass because that was my gut instinct to begin with. But what you said made a lot more sense. It's gonna be one of those matches where Danny, you know what I mean, beats him and Big Cass goes off on one. Word up, that's how it's going, man. Because you know, let's move along, man. Jeff Hardy, the champion. Randy Orton's the challenger, World Wrestling Federation United States Championship. Oh, this one's kind of difficult, you know. Shed some light on this one for me, Matt. I don't know. I don't know who to call for on here. Jeff just won the belt, though, so.
Well, Jeff just won the belt, plus going by the serial killer theory of whoever's left laying in the ring looking at the lights will then win the pay-per-view match.
Ah!
And because Randy Orton made Jeff eat an RKO, Jeff will win on Sunday. That is how I'm seeing it. I think it'll be a really good match, actually.
Yeah.
Two veterans, two very talented veterans. I'm looking forward to a really good match. You know, we've not seen Jeff versus Randy Orton for... Have they had many singles matches against each other? I don't remember.
Nah. If they did...
I can see Jeff retaining.
If they did, it'd probably be like on a random Raw or SmackDown where it didn't really mean much. So, yeah. But, like, Jeff Hardy up in there, like, as a singles competitor now, you know what I mean? It feels fresh.
They had that feud on Raw, the one where Jeff Hardy jumped off the rigging, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, man. You know what? I can't remember, you know, sir. I can't remember too well. It might have been, yeah. I think you might be referring to the Legacy days, maybe. Maybe.
No, Randy Orton was out by himself, but it's around that sort of time.
Okay. I don't remember too well. I don't know if it was like Randy Orton was doing that Legacy thing. It seems around that time, 2009-ish. That's what it feels like to me. You know what I mean? But okay. Now I'm glad you shed light on it. You've helped me out on that one. For that, I will go for Jeff Hardy as well. And Randall, I mean, he could turn evil, but I'm not too sure why. It's one of them ones, man, really. But Jeff Hardy for the win, man. Jeff Hardy for the win. So write it down. Next match. Carmella, baby, the champion. My mistress, Charlotte Flair, for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Charlotte Flair, girl, I love you. Not as much as Naomi, but Charlotte, girl, you're not gonna win, man. Carmella's got the teeth, the iconic duo's gonna be out there, she's gonna set for iconic duo people, you know what I mean, they've got teeth, Charlotte, girl, you ain't winning, man, straight up and down, you know what I mean, serial killer.
Completely agree, man, completely agree, there's no way this is gonna be a clean match, whether it's the iconic duo, whether it's distraction roll-up, or whether it's just some antics. Obviously, Charlotte is infinitely better than Carmella in every single way, but I think because WWE understand it's not believable having Carmella beat Charlotte, then
yeah.
There's going to be antics, straight antics.
Yeah.
Carmella will retain. Probably looking up to that SummerSlam, really, and they'll hopefully have someone beat her, but I'd like to see Becky Lynch get involved in main event feud.
Agreed.
Lynch, and I think it is completely overtimed, overdue that she's in the sort of main title picture.
I agree with you, Becky Lynch. I know you. I know I love Becky Lynch as well. Not as much as you, but
I love Becky Lynch as well, man. And Becky Lynch ain't tasted that gold in a minute. And I've had these fears in the back of my head that Becky was going to turn evil. And, you know what I mean? I'm like, no, Becky, don't turn evil. No, don't do it, please. Don't do it. You heard me. Becky Lynch is one of those girls where if she turned heel, I'll be upset.
Yeah,
I'll be kind of upset, but at the same time, it might work out for her. Because, you know what I mean, for the simple reason, I like to see Charlotte, Becky, and Naomi slash Asuka team up, to, you know what I mean, to do their thing. You know what I mean? I like when they team up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's beautiful. It's like my dream team, man. You know what I mean? That's why, when it comes to SmackDown, the ladies' division, oh, they've got it going on, man. I start singing songs and shit, man. So, talking of singing songs, shout out to Mickie James, though. Oh, I called it the other day, just by accident on my YouTube. She's got some, see, she's got videos, she's got music videos and shit, man. I didn't even know she was a country singer like that.
Yeah, she, I was aware of it maybe sort of 6-7 years ago in her first run. But I kind of forgot about it, to be honest.
Yeah, man, Mickie James, she's getting that music money, man. So Mickie James, she could lose matches and feel no way about it. So wrestling fans, if you get upset about Mickie James eating pins for people, don't worry about it, man. She's getting that music money, man. Trust me, she's got that country music fan base. She's got the Yin Yang Twins off in her video. And Mickie James is looking, she's looking fine and shit. Like, oh my gosh, Mickie James, It's just a shame that she did the country music though, but anyway, that's a segue to the next match right here, man. Nia Jax, the champion. Nia Jax, man, Lord of God. Alexa Bliss, the challenger. World Wrestling Federation Raw Women's Championship. Alexa Bliss, you're gonna get kicked down. You're gonna get boxed and kicked down. Nia Jax has won this match. There is no question about it. Nia Jax, stay looking sexy. Don't lose an ounce of weight. Stay as you are. Do not attempt to lose any more weight. Okay? What you... Oh, my shit. What has you going on lately? Woo! Red Man would be proud. Serial Killers, are you in agreement? Nia Jax?
All day. Absolutely. Nia Jax is winning this one. I'd like to see her and do a few more promos, be a bit more sort of center stage on Raw.
Yeah.
But maybe that'll come in the next few weeks. But yeah, Nia Jax is going to win this one. I hope it's like quite a dominant performance as well. You know, although I prefer matches to be longer so people have got more chance to showcase their talent. I think a short match here is just, I'm an Alexa Bliss fan, but just to see it just get battered, like thrown around the outside, Samoa drop on the outside, just battered.
I've got a question for you, Serial Killer. There's 8 matches on this card. We're halfway through, right? We've caught like 5 matches. I can't see which match would have to suffer the 5-minute affair, to be honest. You know what I mean? If anything, it might be Daniel Bryan and Big Cass.
You can't see what, sorry.
I was saying that, you know, there's 5 matches on this card. No, there's 8 matches on this card, right? And, you know, you sometimes keep alluding to matches that may not last long on some 5-minute shit. If you had to choose a match that would have to last 5 minutes, which one would it be?
Yeah.
Danny Bryan and Big Cass?
Yeah.
It's tough, man, because everyone on this card, you know what I mean, we want to see them, you know what I mean, you actually want to see them, even down to Big Cass, you know what I mean, I want to see what this guy can do, man, because they want to elevate him and shit, man, and boy, you know, these match cards going to be even tougher and tougher and tougher to call, man, as it goes on. Anyway, let's keep it moving.
Yeah, I think the shortest match should probably be Braun and Bobby, because it's just one of the most dominant tag teams
ever
in terms of just sheer size. They should just steamroller. Don't get me wrong, I think Owens and Zayn are ridiculously talented and some of the best wrestlers they've got, but it should just be a real funny comedy match.
Yeah, man, no doubt, man. But I don't think Bobby Lashley has come for comedy. But Bobby Lashley, you're the one who signed the contract, okay? You know what WWE is like. You already know. You know what I mean? All right, then. Let's keep it moving now. Let's keep it moving as we start on the heavy hitters now. Seth Rollins, the champion. The Miz, the challenger. World Wrestling Federation Intercontinental Championship. All right. You know what, Miz? Miz, you're not going to win. And the reason being is because...
Of course he isn't, because Miz is on SmackDown. There's no way.
There's no way you're going to have, like, two belts, two mid-card belts on the same show. It ain't going to happen. Unlucky Miz, it ain't running. Seth Rollins got an M curb stop in your head top. It's over for you. So we definitely agree on that one, yeah? Seth? I think there's some delay business going on with this line.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Seth has got this. You know, he's one of the top men on Raw. Monday Night Rollins, having a great few matches with Balor. And the title's staying on Raw, like you said, there's no way the title's going on SmackDown. Easiest pick of the night, Seth Rollins is winning this.
Yeah, agreed. Right, the way GameSpot.com has put this is, to me, in my personal opinion, is disrespectful. So I'm going to predict this match first, and it's going to go down like this. You know what I mean? They've got Double R versus Samoa Joe as the, quote, main event, unquote. Disrespect, considering there's a championship belt match as well, right? Samoa Joe versus Double R. In my opinion, this could be a bit difficult to call, you know. Because Samoa Joe is his first pay-per-view back from injury. Double R has just been through some wars with my man, Brock Lesnar. He's lost them both, even though the cage match was kind of shaky and shit. Samoa Joe's talking about going off to fight AJ Styles for the title, or Shinsuke, whoever wins that match, but we'll get to that in a bit. This one's kind of difficult, man. Serial Killer, can you help me out on this one?
It is a tough one to call, because obviously they're so big on Roman Reigns, but I think with it being Joe's first match back since he's been injured, I think Joe's got to go over here, keep his momentum going. Especially if he's looking to challenge AJ Styles, you need to give him a bit more credibility.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's been out for a while, and he is an absolute killer. He looks like he'd tear your face off. He's a fantastic wrestler, a great talent, and I really think they should respect that talent and give him the win over Reigns and just have him, you know, a long match, but just have him murder him in the end, just completely murder him.
Imagine that, because the way I got it figured, the reason why I say this is because I do agree with you that I feel that Samoa Joe should win this one, but my God, like, Roman Reigns would have lost at WrestleMania, lose again in controversial fashion at the Greatest Royal Rumble, whether it's a botch or not, it still makes him look strong. If he loses this one, then he'll be like, oh shit, because we don't know when Brock Lesnar will defend his title. Will it be at the next pay-per-view, or will it be the one after that? Which kind of brings me to my grand the rant. yeah, you hear the rock music playing, right? Flip it out. I'm going to keep this as quick as I can. I'm going to keep this as quick as I can, man, because, you know, we haven't got long in this shit. Right, and it goes a little bit like this, man. You know what I mean? It's like, yo, the wrestling fans have been on the discussion, you know what I mean, on the internet. They've been talking about it. They've been talking about Brock Lesnar possibly surpassing the 4-3-4. Like, I was actually happy that Brock won that match at the Greatest Royal Rumble, because I was like, yes, he can break the 4-3-4. He can break it. However, the CM Punk worshippers, they're on it like, it's not the same title. CM Punk never had the Universal title. He had the WWE title, so it doesn't count. Okay, CM Punk worshippers. Good point. It would be like Brock Lesnar having a big gold belt. You know what I mean? You'd be like that, because it's a major title. But WWE doesn't see it that way. They're not going to play it that way. And while Paul Heyman is at the helm, Paul Heyman's got Brock Lesnar as his client, right? And you've already got Michael Cole quoting how many days he's had the belt, right? Paul Heyman, under his tutelage, will take responsibility for both CM Punk and Brock Lesnar's title reigns. And they will play it like that. They will. You know what I mean? You can say 1,000 times, oh, it's not the same belt. It's not the same belt. Alright, but, yo, if they have Brock Lesnar not defend the title at the next pay-per-view, which I believe is Payback, which is the 27th of May, then your CM Punk fans are going to be in a little bit of trouble. You know why? Because I cannot see Brock Lesnar defending his title on a Raw. I'd be a shocked as hell to see him defend his title on a Raw. You get me? I'd be in complete shock. By the time Money in the Bank comes around and Brock Lesnar's still the champion after that, dude's broke the 4-3-4, and he can say what you want, man. Word up, man. That WWE is a major title. As long as WWE calls it WWE title, Universal title, whatever, they let them in the scene as the title. Brock Lesnar and AJ Styles had Survivor Series, and AJ Styles lost, so in WWE is mine. That title, what Brock's got, is the title. And it's dry, I know, it's whack, but that's how they're rolling with it, man. Nothing we can do except complain on the internet. Oh, man, it's going to be interesting going forward after this pay-per-view, word up, man. Oh, dear, CM Punk worshippers, man. You gotta bless them, man. You gotta bless them. Hold on to anything they can. Oh, dear. AJ Styles, the champion. Strong Style, the challenger. World Wrestling Federation Championship. It's a no disqualification match. This is the match that I believe in my heart should be the main event, man. The title's on the line. Why, after everything that's gone past now, serial killer, can you see Shinsuke Nakamura winning that title?
Yeah, although I've said that in the greatest Royal Rumble, I said that at Mania and I was wrong twice, but I think third time's the charm. They've got to pull the trigger with it now.
Whoa!
It's been wasted.
Whoa! Oh no.
Whoever loses, I win.
Yeah, I love Nakamura, but I think they've got to go with it now, and then they've got a ready-made feud there with Styles and Joe, heck, triple threat, Joe Nakamura Styles.
It kind of writes itself almost. The SmackDown is in a good position there.
So you see triple threat match,
but I'm going to go for Nakamura. I know we're short on time, so I'm going to say Nakamura.
I agree with you. Oh man! Oh! I so want Nakamura to win, you know. Nakamura's my boy, man. Nakamura is my dude after Undertaker's truly gone. And we don't know when Undertaker's truly gone now. But Nakamura's got that dude to take over in my personal eyes. Nakamura, Strong Style. That's my dude right there. I'm a mark for Nakamura, okay? Oh my god. A part of me is adopting your theory, because every week Shinsuke Nakamura has been punching AJ Styles in his dick and getting away with it. And it looks like going forward into the pay-per-view, AJ Styles will get his revenge and win after that. But now you got Samoa Joe entering the equation. And I definitely agree with you that the next pay-per-view going after that will have all three of them fighting on some triple threat shit.
That'd be amazing.
It has to go like that, man. It has to go. This could go either way, man. But the way Samoa Joe went to AJ Styles, he was telling me that AJ Styles was going to win that match at the pay-per-view.
So what's your official prediction, Mike?
Oh, it's hard, man. It's hard. I'm back.
That's why we're making the tough decisions.
Oh. You know what?
What?
Coming into this, I would have said AJ Styles.
basically on the basis of what happened on SmackDown. But Samoa Joe, and Samoa Joe's a heel, but we're not seeing it as a one-on-one. We're seeing the next pay-per-view as a triple threat match. And because we're seeing it as a triple threat match, Strong Style. Write down Strong Style. Strong Style Nakamura. Because even if he wins, I can't see Nakamura holding the title for a long time. To be honest with you.
Yeah.
He'll probably be for a month or two. Word up, man. And Samoa Joe's acting like he's next in line. For sure. He'll definitely win the title for sure. You know what I mean? It really looks like it's going towards him. And for that reason, Strong Style, Shinsuke Nakamura will win. Because WWE, for some reason, because of the language barriers, and they're even playing on it, I can't see them having Strong Style hold the title for a considerable amount of time. So they're going to make him run with the title at least for 1 month. Strong Style for the win. I would have said AJ Styles coming into this show, but people, I really did. And there it is, just like that. He's written it down. I heard him writing it down.
Okay, duly noted.
Oh my days! Hey, yo, we're out of time, people. Man, we don't talk. Next week, we promise you, because we ain't got Shambhala this week. We ain't got Joe, so that's why I've left it until next week. And next week, everything, the smoke should be clear. The smoke should be clear. Now we can really make our decisions on who, as if it was us, who we would get rid of. 10 people from Raw, 10 people from SmackDown. It doesn't matter if it's man or woman, because they're all cast as the same as superstars. So you can get rid of 10 women if you wanted to. You know, but it's just the way it goes. Okay? That's right. BDSAR Network, the best damn show in radio. You can follow us on all of social media at Jams Podcast. That's what you have to do. Next week, you're fired.
But I hear that TNA is hiring.
Kurt, you're mad. You're mad. That's how it's going, man. I've been your host, Grand Body P. He's been the serial killer. And we out. It's over. Bitch!
The superstars of Raw and the superstars of SmackDown Live combine forces.
Raw and SmackDown come together for a co-branded pay-per-view. WWE Backlash.
The best of both brands combined for one night. Two for the price of one. WWE Backlash, a co-branded pay-per-view on WWE Network. As always, free for new subscribers.
That's what we're out.